extension. So apparently she had crossed the roof as it was the only way to get out of the yard, where she is an she lives in a mm-hmm. in a Wendy's house or something at the back of somebody's house, and she, that was the only way for her to get out. But secondly, he's going to be joining us for the next couple of minutes, so just to sort of give us an idea of what exactly took place, Sabra.
Claude Secondary, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Just fine, ma'am.
I'm sure it's not as crazy as yesterday morning, but tell us a bit more as to exactly what happened and how did you come to know about what was going on? You know, when did that call come through? How did it come through? What exactly happened yesterday?
Well, you understand that the fire department, and especially the firefighters of the Western Cape, work a 24-hour shift.
Mm.
And I was chilling out in my room, you know, fast asleep at that time of the morning, when one of my watching guys came into the room and woke up to tell me that the South African police service is outside in front and wanted to know if you can assist him with regard to a female that has already given birth and she's on top of a roof and that she wants to come down. So I said to them, okay, well, fine, let us go. And the guys, I didn't work the whole day and want to also just have a break, you know, when they get up, they're all moody now. Why must we go out to an incident like this now, you know? Mm. It's not the structure of fire that's burning. Why must we now go to a person that's stuck on a roof, you know?
At that point, did they...
And we need to go out.
At that point, did they know that it was a pregnant woman on the roof?
Not yet.
Okay.
Because I didn't tell them that because, you know, we've got vehicles that can respond to medical incidents,
okay.
You know, and not really a fire engine, because mm. people look at a fire engine as a vehicle that's going to go and put a fire out,
mm-hmm.
and not really for the rescue unless it's being requested from the agencies. So we went to the call, and, you know, the guys are all morbid, yeah, why must we go to this call? So we got to the call, and the strange thing about it is that after they now realize that this lady stuck on the roof, their whole mindset changed. This lady needs to be rescued off the roof.
Yes.
And the baby needs to be saved.
Yes.
And on our arrival, when we got the call, we saw a lady on the roof, and the guys jumped into the nurse. And the next moment, one guy on top of the roof said, listen, but the mother did give birth already. It's just an umbilical cord that needs to be cut through.
Wow.
Okay, and we rescued her from the roof, got the baby. We put a baby in the fire engine to just to keep a baby warm in the meantime until the ambulance arrived.
Wow.
And that is what transpired.
Was this the first time that something like that had happened to the group that was on call?
That's the first time that I know of.
Yeah, and what was their reaction like to the whole situation?
Excuse me?
What was their reaction like, you know, after that whole situation?
Well, like I said, their whole mindset has changed. Mm. You know, understand, the first moment you all moan about, are we going to go out to a call like this? But once they got to the call, they all just jumped into their thing, and that was it.
Mm. Is the mother and baby okay? You know, how have they been doing? Have you checked up?
They found once the rescue vehicle from Epping Fire arrived on scene, and at the same time, the ambulance also arrived. After we secured the mother and the baby off the roof, we just handed the whole scene over to the ambulance guys.
And how is mom and baby doing? You know, by the time the ambulance arrived, was mom and dad, mom and baby, were they comfortable? Were they okay? You know, did you guys go and check up perhaps on them again?
No, we didn't have time to go check up on the mother and the baby. Because once you've handed over to the rescue vehicle guys and the ambulance, we just waited until everything was fine and until the ambulance was left.
Mm. Claude, at that moment in time, you know, once she was rescued, you know, was she in shock? How was she doing at that point?
She was definitely in shock. I think after she realized it, but I'm outside on top of a roof and I'm giving birth to my baby. What am I doing here?
Yeah.
And that's a shock you could see on her face.
What has been the reaction like from the community, neighbors, those that were around at that point in time?
I didn't really, get involved with the community members, but I noticed one lady said, I told you guys that she's going to give birth this hour, this morning.
All right. Well, Claude, thank you so much, you know, for speaking to us this morning. But also, I think a question that has come about, you know, in terms of why was she not able to get out of the yard at that point in time? If you can just clarify that for us. We know she climbed the roof. You know, was there no way for her to get out through a gate?
I've heard them also talk about that she stays next door where the gate was locked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that is not probably why she couldn't get, and she wanted to climb over the roof and down the other side.
So she didn't have access to a key for a gate or anything like that. Okay. All right. Well, Claude, thank you so much for joining us this morning. See, it wasn't too bad. I know you were a bit nervous for the interview, but you did pretty great. And hats off to the team as well.
I was just going to say, hats off to the team. And maybe they're going to call the baby Sucky. You never know.
Hey, come on, man.
Well done, team. Well done. All thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, guys, man. And, you know, and I shouldn't really get the praise. The guys should get all the praise because they are the disciplined team there.
It's all of you guys. Thank you so much for your time. All of the very best, man. It's such a nice story to have on this Wednesday morning. It's